And let's take a look at it. Facebook Live going. Podcast audio recording. It is July 13th, 2018. Morning Wine Cellar. I didn't even think I was going to do it. You know, because the Morning Wine Cellar is a bit of an extra thing. You know, and obviously you could tell, like, overtime has slowed down at the factory. So, fuck it. More Wine Cellar. There is Rebecca Loco. And I titled this one something that's not, there won't be much time spent on it, but I mean, this is what it's like, right? Journalists don't update rapist cop stories. Like, when I started, like, when I did switch my focus to rapist cop stories, I'd say, like, late 2015, early 2016. I definitely did it before the Wine Cellar had a website, when I was still sort of using the Father Teresa's Wine Cellar news blog, was when I kind of switched over from the murderer cops to the rapist cops. And you look for updates on these stories, and usually you only get updates if they go to court. That's it. And then you get usually not guilty is mostly what you're going to get. But like updates on these like ongoing stories, like Sherita Dixon Cole. All right, Sherita Dixon Cole was stopped in Texas by a rapist cop and did the breathalyzer. Did fine on the breathalyzer. Did not didn't fail. She was not drunk driving, and then the rapist cop. It was not made specific. It just said requested that she perform sexual favors to not be arrested. There's Rebecca Loco coming up in the joint. There's Kenneth Loco. We're talking about how rapist cop stories are not updated by journalists. You know, they'll get covered initially, but not updated unless they go to trial and typically get found not guilty. And and so the rapist cop that pulled over Sherita Dixon Cole, she passes the breathalyzer just fine, you know, not driving drunk. And they keep it vague and say he asked for sexual favors, and then and she says no. And so he arrests her and saying, because I don't like your attitude, which is, now this is kidnapping. This is not like even I'm joining in on misusing the word arrest, which, I mean, you have more conversation about that and how arrest is kidnapping. Not like it's an actual justice system anyway. So kidnaps her and rapes her. She files for the rape report. And the closest thing I got to an actual update is from a Texas-based website called Ennis. And it that website looks shaky and very racist and right-wing leaning. If you kind of look at the website for a second outside of that story, and like it even like it very bluntly, it's like found, you know, no charges, you know, they're not going to charge this Texas state trooper from the false allegations. Like you can smell the fucking that they don't it's misogynist, racist. Like, and I even narrowed down my my web search looking for an update on this. You know, I type in Sherita Dixon Cole, and then you can go to search tools and put it on only this past week. And there's one that's in Spanish, so I don't know what it's saying. And then other ones, you'll think, oh, maybe there's an update here. Her name is on there, you know, and you'll click it, and it's a story of something else, but like Sherita Dixon Cole's name comes up because it's like in the sidebar of the website for another story that you have the option of clicking on. You know, so like let's look at this State News, Ennis Daily News. All right, and this is it's ugly what they consider to be coverage. And then also like what? There's a Reddit page which mentions her name, but it's also just a page about the social shaming of racists is working. And then because Sean King shared her story on the Twitters, his name just comes up and her name doesn't even come up in the search, just his name. You know, what, Southeast Queen Scoop blog is another one where it's like, oh, maybe I'll get an update, but no, it's just the sidebar again. And a cat, one of the cats is scratching at the door, wants to come in here and get on the podcast. No, you will not. Right, so look at this this Innis Daily News. My goodness, that cat's scratching at the door. That's Jamal Nigglesworth. And even this one, it doesn't have a damn date stamp on it. You know, but they're saying a still shot taken from, this is their so-called article on the Innis News since 1891. Says a still shot taken from the camera of a Texas DPS trooper shows Sherita Dixon Cole getting out of her vehicle Sunday. None of the claims she made against the trooper were validated by the footage. You see, now that's a still shot, though. That's not the footage. You know, I guess they don't want to make the footage. And then also, is he going to keep his camera running while raping someone? Is this what they're going for? All right, but this so-called article continues, this journalism from the InnisDailyNews.com. They say, and none of the claims she made against the trooper were validated by the footage. The woman who made a false allegation of sexual assault against Texas DPS trooper that led to threats against the officer on social media will more than likely not face any criminal charges. According to a statement from DPS backed up by the Ellis County District Attorney's Office on Friday, the Texas Department of Public Safety said there is no evidence on the body camera video to support Sherita Dixon Cole's allegation against the trooper who arrested her Sunday morning. The DA's office said the same. Now, so they review the footage. Now, I just want to know when the footage stops. Like, does she get out of the car, pass the breathalyzer, and then the footage stops? I want to know that. Like, I don't know, what's it called? A Freedom of Information Act request need be filed. Oh, if capitalism didn't take so much of my time, I'd go in for it for a Freedom of Information Act request. And then also, little more fun, a white man... You know, I have trouble believing in the existence of white children and teenagers anymore. Like, you just, as soon as you're born, you're a white adult because you're being socialized that way. And this is off of Ebony.com, the Ebony magazine and now website. And it says, white teen who killed black man with truck and made fun of it online won't be charged. If I was the editor, that'd be white man, just young white man, that's all. But like, yeah, white offspring, they're immediately socialized as the adults they're going to be. And so this story is the white 18-year-old man. He hit and killed a black man with his pick-em up truck and then made fun of it on the Snapchat saying, he's like, oh, I hit something. And his friend said, what? And he's like, ah, some nigger. You know how it is, buddy. Sometimes you hit a nigger with your truck. You know, and then just complained about the truck being hurt. The police fellers investigated it, which you can always trust them. There are no white supremacist police. And so the police fellers, and they came to the conclusion that the way the damage was to the truck showed that he was trying not to hit him. Okay. And then, of course, and now they're complaining, like, that they're, you know, the getting threats on social media, privately owned social media, and it's hard to take that shit serious anymore. First off, you need to post every single so-called threat. And if you are getting threats, like, if these are cops getting threats, why aren't these being investigated? Why aren't these people with these threats? Why are their names not publicly published? Why, like, if you're threatening to murder a cop, and let's even make it across state lines, it's privately on social media, everybody has it. So if you're in New Jersey threatening to murder a Texas state trooper, isn't that like a interstate crime? They should be brought in. Why aren't their names plastered all over the news that these people are threatening murder? Are these threats actually happening? Can I get a fucking screenshot? Link to the actual tweet or Facebook post or Instagram post. Link me to something. Tell me something. Yeah, so no, I don't. When motherfuckers say they're getting threatened, I don't take that shit serious anymore. Shut the fuck up. All right. Finally, we have an actual short morning wine cellar. Right? These things have constantly been like 32 minutes, 30 minutes. There we go. About 10 minutes and change. That's what I'm gunning for with the morning wine cellar. All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one.